My objective today is to get each and every one of you to understand what this thing, freedom, is. The actual experience of the state, I cannot give to you, nor can anyone, in words. It is so far beyond words, and it is so far beyond mind. The only way to know what it is to be in it. However, from where you are, you should intellectually understand what it is, what you are like before it, what you are like after it. And I will do everything within my power to get that understanding across to you. And if it doesn't happen in the next hour or two, you'll have me available to help you understand it out at the places we're going to. So if you have any questions that are not answered here or that come up later, ask me later on. How many feel that they know what the state of freedom is? Just raise your hand. You've got three hands. Four, three hands. One, two, three, four, five. All I got to do is wait and you'll all be there. How many feel they do not understand what that high state of freedom is? Interesting. For that reason, I put it on paper and would like you to copy it so you can refer to it in the future. What? No. I'm just going to talk about it. I'll give it to you and you'll copy it off the flip chart here. The ultimate state that everyone is seeking and will never be satisfied until he or she achieves it is simply the I of you. When you say I with nothing added to it, that's it. Just keep saying I. That's it. And when you say am, that still is it. I am. But the moment you say this, that is not it. When there's only I and there's no this or that, that's the state. So this state we are all trying to achieve, we already are. And it is the I of us. Okay, so what's the problem? We have over eons accumulated the concept via our mind that I am this body. We go from unlimitedness right down to the most limited state possible unto any being in this universe. Being just a physical body. Now, in the after picture, do you see the physical body? Yes, you do. But the difference is this. In the before picture, you think the physical body is you. In the after picture, the physical body is in you. And is only a small part of you. So there's no sudden disappearance of the body dying or going out in the flash of light or anything like that when you get the ultimate realization of what you are. What changes is your view, your perception, and your attitude. Point of view and attitude are the two things that change when you go free. There is no reason why you should fear going free. But every one of you does fear going free. And were it not for that, you already would have been free using the method. But you release in bits because of a fear that some of you see and some of you don't. Because if you release totally, you'd go free. And the fear is you will die. You will lose the carcass. That's what's holding you back. That's what's behind your resistance. I will die if I give up my feelings. Now, the reason for that is that we originally put these feelings in for survival of the body. All our feelings were put in as pro-survival. You've heard the one fight or flight. Well, starting at the bottom, in apathy, if I roll up in a ball in a corner, they won't touch me. Animals use that sometimes. They'll just play dead. We feel if we play dead, they won't kill me. Grief is wanting someone like mother to come along and say, oh, everything's fine, and pat you on the back or on the head. Anger, I think you know what that is. I don't feel like going through all of them. Do you need every one of them? Anger is if I take some action, I will survive. Courageousness, you take it without any forethought, with ease. Acceptance, the world is not rough, it's A-OK, you don't have to fight it anymore. In peace, you're imperturbable, no more struggle. But all these feelings were put in as pro-survival. And if you don't see it consciously, unconsciously you feel, if I let go of my feelings, I will die. If you will see the stupidity of it, you might let go of wanting to hold on to these feelings. Although they were put in as pro-survival, every bit of them are anti-survival. They are trying to behave now as things have been in the past. And right now, it's not like it was in the past. And so our behavior is very inefficient, very inappropriate. So it behooves you to let go of these feelings, to get into the nowness of things. And the only way you can be in the nowness of things is by having no feelings. Because feelings are habits from the past on how to survive as a body. Being applied into now situations which it does not fit. Because we've been rejected in the past, we now feel as though everyone is rejecting us. We have to fight for our approval. This is only from the past that you have these feelings, and they do not apply nor fit now. So the reason why you have resistance to going free is because you fear that if I let go of my feelings, I will die. So how do you overcome that? By being smart, seeing what I'm telling you. See how asinine it is to hold on to these programs from the past. And ask yourself, how smart am I holding on to this stupidity? You see what I'm doing to you now? I'm using your ego to undo your ego. There's nothing we can do about the ultimate state. We have to undo the limited state, the state of the ego. So be smart. Go free. But be careful, because when you go free, whatever thought you put in your mind materializes instantly. God help you if that happens to you. You're going to have everything you want instantly with no effort. It reminds me of a term that Werner Erhard uses, but I'm too dignified. Your AHs for not taking that state. Every one of you could have had it by now. Should have had it by now. It's such a joke. And each one will see what a tremendous joke he or she has played upon himself or herself. And you see this picture, you'll laugh your head off. It is so set that my thinking determines everything in this world. And look how I'm thinking now, living through tremendous effort, when all I would need to do is just have the thought and the thing would be there, exactly like in the dream world. Whatever you think in the dream world is immediately. That's part of the top state, of the free state. You can think and instantly have whatever it is you think of. I remember when I first saw that, I wasn't free. I saw my thoughts, and I held my head for hours trying to stop the thinking. So much negativity there. And thoughts were going right through my hand and right out into the world, and I couldn't stop them. So I resolved to work as rapidly as I could to undo that negativity, knowing it was motivated from my feelings. But be careful when you go free. Everything is gotten effortlessly for the mere thought of it. Okay, how smart are you now, the way you're living your life when that could be. Get smart. When you resolve to go all the way, then you'll do it. Step one is not in fully for all of you, otherwise you would have been free by now. It only takes months to undo the totality of the garbage if you make it continuous. But it takes step one before you can do the other steps. You must want this freedom more than anything else. You must want this freedom more than life itself, is the way you have to feel. Not, well, it's okay now, but I still want my bread and cars and so forth. There's nothing wrong in having things. You should have everything, because it only requires thought. And if you do not have an abundance, it shows that subconsciously you think, I cannot have. That's why we give out the gold charts, to bring up your aversions to this world that you cannot have, so that the world will drop into your lap with less and less effort as time goes by, until you realize it's effortless. Once your anti-thoughts and feelings are out. The best practical example I know of freedom is really the dream life. If you dream, you're in New York, and you're in action there. If the next moment you dream you're in Los Angeles, that moment you're in Los Angeles. If you're hungry, you immediately dream there's food on the table in front of you. Whatever you think is right away in your dream life. And that's the way it should be in the waking state. Now, after you can think and have whatever you want, after you master this world, and it's necessary in order to go free, freedom is a state of no limitations, which means you can have anything and everything in this world. Your next step is to master your body. Mastering the body requires getting away from patching it. Patching, P-A-T-C-H-I-N-G, patching it. You go to a doctor and he fixes this finger, then something else goes off and something else goes off. Mastering the body is knowing that you are master over it, that you created it, and that your thought determines it. You cannot have a disease in a body without holding a blueprint for it in the mind. So you first master the world, then you master your body. And the final step is mastering your mind. When you master your mind and you're in control of it, you just quiet it. And just behind the quietude of the mind is the I that you really are. I ask you, whose body is it that you have? You will say, mine. Okay, who are you who has that body? Get to know that one. You are not the body. You have the body's in you. If I ask you, whose mind is it that you have? You would say, mine. Okay, who are you who has that mind? That's the real you. Now, the real you is whole, perfect, eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, always was, is now, and always will be. There's only one thing keeping you away from seeing that. And it's called thought. When your mind is quiet, what I'm saying to you is very self-obvious to you as to what you really are. When the mind is quiet, no thoughts, then you cannot help but see what it is you are, this unlimited being. Okay, what makes the mind not quiet? One thing only. Feelings. All the thoughts you have are motivated by feelings. If you don't see it now, work on it. Later. All your thoughts now are motivated by feelings. If you can lift your feelings out, your mind is quiet, and you are what you are, an unlimited being. It's simple. And even though I get antagonism on this, it is simple. Why you are that right now. And all this repressed feelings, all of it, is trying with tremendous energy to expend itself. And you're using that much energy plus to hold it down. AHs. You get to see it soon. AHA. But all the suppressed feelings are trying with tremendous energy to get out. And you're unconsciously sitting on it, holding it down, because it's pro-survival, you think. So I say it's easier to go free. It's simple. Rid yourself of your feelings, your mind goes quiet, everything is obvious. Okay, what is it you discover? That there never was anything but I, all alone. I am the totality of this universe. I am the beingness of it, which is right behind the manifestation. That the real I is that, untouchable. I'm coming into this chart now. I use this chart so I don't leave anything out. The I I've been talking about is symbolized by the circle of infinity. I am the infinite beingness of this universe. All knowing, all powerful, and also everywhere present. That's the real I that each and every one of us is. Now, has been, will be. It has no limits. When you see your omnipresence, you can take a look-see anywhere in this universe and see what's going on. You can take a look-see in the center of the earth and see what's going on. You can step into the sun right in the middle of it and see what's going on. And if you're interested in that, you'll do it. Now this is the real you. And it's called being. Where you started, this is where you originated, right there. Then you set up a vehicle, an instrument called mind. Which is a reflector of parts, of multiplicity, of divisions, of separation. Up here, you see only yourself in everything, everywhere. And when you go free, that's what you're going to see. You're going to look at everyone is me, every atom in this universe is me. What you will see. And once you see it, it's your knowledge. But this I, the real I of us, sets up a thing called mind for separation, for action. And that starts the downward trek. In order to be separate, we have to set up a mind and an individuality feeling that I am separate from the oneness. Therefore, I am a Lester, and I have a mind. And at first, the mind creates very subtle bodies, then denser bodies, then the densest body, the physical body. So then we have a little circle down here of body. body out of it. So we come from this infinite beingness down to a tiny point called body. You can't be more limited than you are now as a physical body. There is no further downward trek for you. The only way left now is to go back up. But you're fortunate. Because we're at the bottom here, the incentive to get out of the confinement is so great.